not only 50 years of rugby in Bruff, with Latham being a senior club, which was amazing altogether, you know. As I mean, you start the thing as a junior club, you know, Division 1 or Division 2, and then you win Division 1, then you win under 16s, under 18s, under 20s, with more almost the same team at the same time, you know what I mean? They all play along, and they are the first team to play senior for Bruff.
Starting out, I didn't know much about Bruff. We came from a country background where hurling was the stronghold. I'm from Bury originally, so hurling was all I grew up with. The opportunity came around in under 12s to go over and play with Bruff, a local man, PJ Deedy there. He brought a lot of people from Bury over, so that started me off. And those early years playing with Bruff, getting a feel of rugby and learning it from basically no knowledge at all, because it wasn't on TV at the time or anything like that. Just basically learning rugby from scratch at that stage, it was huge enjoyment. And
the catchment area we'd be using at the time would be Kilmallock, Fenimore, Atleca, you know, all the GA strongholds, Hospital, Knockaney, you know, Hepperstown and all that. But those were the guys come for us. Without them, we wouldn't have been as successful as we were, really.
Mixing with lads from all over the South Limerick area, and you go back into playing hurling again during the summer, and you'd be meeting all these guys that you played with during the winter. So it was great, and it was a huge learning curve, taking up rugby from nowhere, but hugely enjoyable and something that I'll never forget.
Well, myself, Nicholas Cook was a friend of mine who had been attended Rockwell College and played rugby there. You know, I played GAA myself. I played minor hurling and under 21 and senior hurling for Limerick in 1973. And I got the bullet because I was playing rugby. Nicholas then probably was playing with Shannon, and we kind of said, he was saying, would you come in and play with Shannon? I said, sure, why not? We started an old team ourselves, basically. So we had enough fellas, he had brothers and that played in Rockwell, and there was a lot of guys playing around with various clubs. So I got a game against Charleville, and we horsed into that, and that was the start of it.
So there isn't too many clubs that you can go over and blow over to Bruff and training, or you're involved with a team and you've one of your founder members, and there's other lads who've been involved, like Willie, from the very start, and it's outstanding. They're a huge inspiration to all of us to see them around, and the drive they've had. Willie, selflessly, I know he'd put it down like saying that, you know, that it was just that they wanted to play a bit of ball, but the organisation and the input that they've had in driving on the club, making it better every year, like, has been unbelievable. The appetite to do that over so many years has been outstanding. And like, there's too many to mention now, but there's coaches who've coached over there and been involved, like, well, we're talking over 30 years, like, that have given so much to the club and received very little back in return. No, they deserve huge recognition, and it's unbelievable to have them involved and still have the drive that they have.
GAA at that time was finishing in September, you know, it wasn't going on to the middle, you know, all year long or anything. So you wouldn't have anything to do with when you finish your local GAA, if you weren't, you know, your season would finish in September. So you have nothing much to do on it. So we said, we often played a game of soccer, maybe just to keep us occupied. But then someone says, why not try our game of rugby and we'll see what happens. So I granted Nicholas Cook then. And we moved on from it, and so we got an old team. We found a set of jerseys belonged to the local GAA club, you know, and we wore them that day. That didn't cause any controversy, you know. It was all right, we got away with it. We played about 3 games away, and then we had our first home game against Newcastle West in Bruff in Burke's Field, which we had to make up a field ourselves, you know. Our togging off area was Leeson's pub. Then we decided to start an old team. There was a couple of guys very interested in pushing it along a bit. You know, we weren't even playing a match, really, but then a club was going to be founded, and a fella called Bob Dunworth, you know, Dick Dunworth was Dick Dunworth's father. He was very interested in shoving it on. He did a lot of work for it, along with a guy called Roger Fenton, who also did this, you know. Roger kind of was playing with Clan William at the time, and he pushed it on to get an old team and, you know, get a club, get affiliated, and let's move on. So we did that.
We've had great successes, and the current team are going well as well. But like, the foundation of any club is its volunteers and the people that make it tick. And teams are great, and don't get me wrong, they're a huge part of it. But the structure, the foundation of any club, is the committees and the volunteers who, you know, who give up their time and selflessly. They give up their time, they give up their energy, they give up money, that, you know, all towards the common goal of improving the club and trying to make it better and drive it forward. And we're very lucky out in Bruff with the calibre of people we have in our committees, and of all sorts, our ladies committee, our rugby committee, or, you know, and underage coaching. Like, as I've said to you there, on a Sunday morning, you go over and there's a sea of people all giving up their time and trying to blood the next generation of Bruff player. And it's massively encouraging, and as I've said, we're fierce lucky in Bruff that the you know, the people that drive the club are so selfless and giving, and you know, they drive it on, and hopefully they'll keep involved and drive it on. And even people of the past who've stepped back from it, they've contributed massively. Like, so we're very lucky, and hopefully long may it continue.
When the players that were playing, but also probably the officials, they'd get a job as a chairman or something, they'd be in the committee, and they'd also be coaching. Mike Cahill did a lot of coaching. I said they did a lot of coaching myself. You know, we had a nucleus all the time of about 7 or 8 players who played, going to college or going to school, maybe, like I say, much as college and that or whatever, and a few Gaelic footballers then. So we had a fine sides, really. We moved on from there. Their first competition would be the Clare Cup, which was available to us being a new club. You know, it wouldn't be available at the Munster Junior Cup or anything, but played Clare Cup, which we won in 1972, beat Galwegians in the final, I think, Galwegians. Going back a bit further, because we had to get a field, a pitch, wonder where we're going to get one of those. We had a first AGM then, our very first AGM was the local GAA clubhouse, but where we invited the Colonel D. O'Grady, who had a large estate there in, just on the verge of Bruff and Knockaney, and he came to the meetings. Needless to say, he was voted straight away the president. They never moved for 40 years after it. But he offered us a pitch, and that's the pitch we're in today. We built the clubhouse there then in 1980. We actually got a second pitch from him again then, and it's 2 more pitches. One is now the first team pitch and one is a training pitch. Well, Colonel D. O'Grady probably would be one of the main men at the time, you know. Mike Cook, who would be Nicholas's brother, was very prevalent in here. Yeah, Mike had played with Frank Hogan and them in Rockwell College. Mike played kind of senior cup at the under 16 level. He was an excellent wing forward. But he did a lot of coaching and brought us on enormously in training and all that as well. Cahill's family as well have been enormous as well. Mike Cahill has been incredible, you know. He's the current president of the club. Like. But he kind of did a lot underage now with myself, the two of us, but he did more than I did. But he kind of got it going. He's another man that you'd have to, I'd have to mention as well.
We'd a trend on Sunday mornings, and junior rugby continued then, and it was playing on a Sunday afternoon. So we often stayed on and watched. And geez, there was fellas that we ended up actually playing with, like Tom O'Neill there and Blondie's what we call him, Ger McNamara. They were excellent players. They went on to coach us at under 20 level and coached us to win in All-Ireland. But them lads, watching them playing, Liam Dooley and, you know, Mark and Ger Fitzgerald, there were huge figures in our lives growing up watching them playing junior rugby with first team rugby. And geez, we were watching that and saying, geez, one day we hope to follow in their footsteps. That was a huge part of us training and staying on watching the adult game and seeing what they were doing and how they were playing.
A lot of guys were curious about it as well, because for a start anyway, you had showers, which you didn't have in the fucking Gaelic games, you know. So we went on from there, and well, you know, there was a big, our under-8 started pretty quickly, which was amazing how the people that were in Kilmallock, who had gone to college, you know, who don't materialise again, but they all had played rugby, and a guy who was the local vet and the local doctor, they all had gone to college, probably played rugby. So we always had about 20 guys, which was all we required, really, you know.
Buff had a great name of winning lots of Munster titles, at North Munster titles at all age groups. Subsequently, with Munster going so well, rugby kind of came to other country clubs, and maybe high country clubs that always had teams, but I suppose Munster going so well, it brought it into them, and it's huge, and I country clubs are great, and like it's great to see actually their country people breaking into Munster setups and Munster development squads and stuff like that. So it's excellent to see, and all these country clubs like Abbeyfield, we'll say Newcastle West, they all seem to be going from strength to strength, which is great. It can be only good for rugby.
Helped us around to win the Transfield Cup, City Stronghold, Transfield Cup, Tormans, you know, Richmond, and here we are, the country club winning this. To the pity to Abbeyfield, because they were looking for a win in the Transfield League as well, as against was always Tormans, always City teams, Richmond and whatever it is, you know. So we were kind of beaten one of our own, but that was a great boost for us. We played Tormans in the semi final and beat them in Tormans Park, and this was the final. We had some former players now. We had Mike Kerr playing out half there. He had been playing in Munchens, played senior cup. He was a great club man, really, and he went on to play with us for a good many years before and after that.
We had a good foundation in, we'd say, underage rugby. I'd have won an All-Ireland under 16, and I'd have been a sub in the year before. The under-18s team we didn't go well, but the year before us, they won an All-Ireland, and we went on then to win a 20s final and lost the following year's 20s, under 20s final to UCC. We played them in both finals. So I suppose them growing up, they were huge learning curves, and you like to be taking part in them and winning them was unbelievable, I suppose, for the likes of us who hadn't come from a school's background. Now, we had lads who had, Munchen's had a huge part of Brough Rugby Club as well. Like, a lot of lads that went to school there came back out and played with Brough, and like, I suppose, but there was a good cohort of us that never went to a school's rugby playing team, and we played away through Brough through all of them years and kind of grew up together. So it was really a great learning curve, and we kind of grew together. And then, as you say, going on to get promoted senior, I still have vivid memories of it. Above in the north, we won up there in Coleraine and got promoted to senior after trying for a few years. Now, I know we were only trying for a few years. I was quite young, but there was lads who were with us and fellas who had retired who were trying for years and were playing junior for years. So it was really a high point for the club that time. Still remember underage coaches, people who had played, we were talking about there, that had played doing a rugby for so long, and just to see the joy in their faces at finally reaching that senior status, it was magical.
And we were asked constantly, where are you from? where is Brough? And our first time going up to senior, we played in Stonians up in a very notable, famous club. There's an old guy selling season tickets. There's no one to buy them now, but he said to me, by the way, he says, where are you from? Are you back in your trolley? So we had to explain all of us where we were, who we were.
Other clubs have many caps and many international players, I suppose, and he's still our only one. But it was massive at the time, and it was like, I don't know John terribly well. He was involved with our 20s this year, and I was involved with him for a small bit. But a fierce, humble man, but a great sign of him. Do you know that he started in Brough and went on to play with Shannon and Munster and made his way throughout, but never forgot where he came from and had great time for Brough. And you know, even just reading the paper there, and when he's getting to 100 caps you often see in the paper John Hayes, Brough and Munster, like it's just a great thing, and it's a great thing for a small club. Like, I suppose the bigger clubs take it for granted, they have numerous internationals, but no, for us looking at that and reading a paper and seeing an international team with Brough in brackets after a player is just it's a huge thing for a club.
Definitely, Georgie would be, as you know, an international referee, and then made a huge stride in that field. Having played a Brough underage up and on, I do recall a game when he played out half under 20 league against Garryowen. David Wallace at number 6, they had a lot of people. Georgie was out half. He kicked two marvellous pins from the touchline with his marvellous left leg. Mind you, I often nearly killed him as well. But he was a super player, and a great club man. And it was enormous, a huge achievement to see him breaking into the refereeing at that level.
Like the Senior Cup, we hadn't known too much about the Bateman Cup. It was gone for a long time, and you'd often heard the Young Munsters song about the Bateman Cup. And I suppose we were one of the first. It was only reinstated shortly before that. But I suppose the Senior Cup, playing it inside in Thomond Park, we played loads of finals underage in the old Thomond Park, and we played a couple of games since it got redeveloped. But I suppose it was just a real turnaround from playing in the old Thomond Park, which was a bit. You know, it wasn't as developed as it is now, obviously, and to win the final inside against, you know, a team of Gary Owen's pedigree, to win that final in there was a very special memory.
Malone was after coming back. I have a photograph of Malone going over for a score and Conor Murray tackling him for Gary Owen, you know, so Murray then was only after moving to Gary Owen for the Munsters.
You had leaders throughout the field. Our two coaches were player coaches, Owen Cahill and Peter Malone. They were both playing fellas with vast amounts of knowledge then going through the team, like the Cahill, Tony and Brian were with Owen in that back line. You know, you had Carroll's, Mikey and John brothers as well, like, and Alfie Laffin there, who sadly passed away a couple of years ago. He was playing as well and hugely knowledgeable. Garrod Ryan as well. Garrod is a coach with the club still today. We were lucky at that time to have real drive within the whole panel and management to try and get better and make every session count. Like, we were lucky, I suppose. It's no different to any other team, but I'd say we just had that bit of luck and that bit of things that that you need to be successful to go your way, and we had that. And I haven't looked back at it in a long time, but watching it afterwards, we had done so well for so long, and just Gary Owen came back at us, and we were holding on for a finish. We struggled for years to win a junior cup. We got beaten in a couple of finals, and we got promoted senior, and we'd forgotten it. And I suppose you just think you've lost your chance to win a Munster junior cup, but then for things to go the way they went, and to win a Munster senior cup side in Thomond Park, you know, to bring a title back to Brough, which I don't think we could have ever even dreamed of, like, was huge. And the days that followed that, the straight after the whistle, the relief of it, and just I suppose thinking how do we do this, and where, how do we come to here,
keep the club on the road and getting a bit better every year, and just getting a great bit of recognition, really. We actually played a match down in Tralee, and we were nearly relegated from the Junior 1 league, and John Hayes played in that actually that day. Had we been relegated from Junior 1, we'd been Junior 2. We'd have to back of that, but I mean, a couple of seasons later we were playing senior. That's the way it went. But I'd like to say it was all working class people, farmers' sons, and any guy that wanted to play, showed a bit of talent. And we don't like to be down where we were in 2C. We'd like to be up a bit, the other top half of it. But then, you see, we're depending on our own underage. And our under-20s last year, we had a lot of injuries, and we had immigration as well, which we have, which was a bit of a killer every year. You know, you'd have a good wing forward, all of a sudden he'd be in Australia at 19 years of age, you know. The corners never know, a pal, the scrum half would be a super operator for us, but he wasn't available this year. Just after he played his under-18s, you know. We would like to be in a bit stronger. Injuries to props and injuries to this and that to crucial players, they don't grow on trees. You don't have a second man waiting to come in or anything. You've got to make another one then, you know. The underage probably helps us. Without the underage, we wouldn't even be where we are. But I would like to be moving out the 2C. We made a bit of an effort now, not this season, but last season, and we were up top four. We were lucky not to qualify and maybe move up to the next 2B. But we'll have a shot at it again next year now, you know, depending what happens. Good coaching this, you know. Needless Keogh, for example, who was a past player, has retired, and he's going to take the forwards. And Andrew O'Byrne, who played there with Gary Owen, he's now going to take the backs. He's teacher Munchins. He's going to be player coach. We're delighted to have him and the two boys, because they're very knowledgeable people, the two of them.